Hustleberg listeners, the video era of Hustleberg has begun. Stop what you're doing right now, go to beyondyoursidehustle.com/YouTube and subscribe so that you can see the interviews that we do with local business people here in St. Pete and throughout Pinellas County. Our very first video episode is up if you are hearing this, whether you are hearing this on your favorite podcast player, Sunshine 96.7 FM, or RadioSt.Pete.com. Stop what you're doing and subscribe right now at BeyondYourSideHustle.com/YouTube to watch all of our future episodes in video. The first one with Jay Tales, Jessica Montero, is up right now.
I won't be defined by your dreams, committed to my goals, yeah. Gotta do my own.
Hustleberg. This podcast is all about small business in St. Petersburg, Florida, how the business owners got started, how they built their business, and how they serve our community. I'm Brett Bittner, and I'm the host of Hustleberg, and I started Beyond Your Side Hustle, a marketing firm where we help budding entrepreneurs go beyond their side hustles and ditch their 9-to-5s. As the founder of a small business here in St. Pete myself, I love meeting and talking with fellow small business owners. Lucky for you, I also like to record those conversations for you to listen to. If you find anything of value in this episode, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, because there are probably more nuggets in other episodes, both past and upcoming. It would also be great if you rate and review the episode to let us know what you got out of the conversation. If you have a question about marketing, building your brand, or operating your small business that you'd like to have answered on a Q&A episode, please visit beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcast question to submit it. You're already listening to podcasts, right? And if you're an entrepreneur, I have 5 podcasts that I suggest that you listen to make sure you're getting the absolute most out of your experience listening to podcasts, making sure that you're able to learn and apply something to your entrepreneurial efforts. Listen to my top 5 podcast recommendations right now.
You should see the library of podcasts that I consume almost immediately upon a new episode's release. The first among them, the one that I'm probably looking most forward to every week, is Akimbo by Seth Godin. It gives you a marketer's view of how it is that we can act to change the culture. And we're not just talking the culture at large, but the culture around what we do, the culture around the people that we serve, the community that we are. And every week when that episode comes out, it definitely goes to the top of my queue. I also really love Entree Leadership, which is now hosted by Alex Judd, formerly hosted by Ken Coleman. It offers you a glimpse into some of the top minds in business. It's primarily an interview podcast. It's based around the leadership philosophy that Dave Ramsey used to build his entire business network, all of the things that Ramsey Solutions does. And they do a fantastic job and provide some amazing resources as well, completely for free as a part of that podcast. I also like to listen to the Harvard Business Review's IdeaCast, and I like to listen to that to hear about emerging trends in business. The really cool part about the IdeaCast is that you get the best interviews from each of their magazine's issues just by listening, and you don't get what they've pared down for the story that's included. You actually get a full-fledged interview between one of the hosts and the business or thought leader. You also get a lot of data surrounding what's happening from researchers through the studies that they are conducting and professors and the things that they've learned. I also absolutely love to listen to the John Maxwell Leadership Podcast, which gives you insights about how to be a leader. And trust me, when your business grows beyond solopreneur status, you're going to need the ability to be a leader. John Maxwell has written many books on the subject of leadership. It's amazing that none of them made the top five in the books section, but I wanted to keep it solely focused on small business and some of the things up there. But his entire library is just absolutely amazing. Taught many leadership lessons. The podcast takes a deeper dive into those lessons, into how you can bring those ideas to work in your own life. And then finally, to round out the top five, I'm going to give you the absolute holy grail of marketing knowledge. You'll hear me frequently talk about looking for attention. And this is kind of where that idea for me came from. And it's the Gary V audio experience. It is a daily dose of drinking from the fire hose of marketing. And I do have to admit that at first I didn't like Gary Vaynerchuk. His style turned me off. But I did listen beyond that first impression. I heard him as part of panels on other podcasts and as part of other programs. And I found that he really understands what we're all looking for in business, and that is the attention for our brand. We're looking for the attention necessary to sell what we sell and to do what we do. And the audio experience is a variety of different ways for you to consume that, whether it's a keynote and Q&A that he has given, whether it is an interview that he's done for radio or television and had the audio stripped. It is an awesome documenting of the process where you get to see an aspect of what he does in a way that is very useful and very educational. We all know as Hustleberg listeners that there is no such thing as too much content. I've said it before and I'll say it again. You may wonder how it is possible that you can create so much. One of the things that we got the most feedback about and one of the most exciting segments that we've done this year is about repurposing your pillar content to make sure you are able to create a content marketing strategy that works for you and that you can work. This next segment is about making sure that you are repurposing pillar content so that you aren't having to create as much as you think you do. Now, you're probably asking yourself, how would you create hundreds of pieces of content across all your digital channels without a team of work or a team of people doing all the work? This isn't as tough as it may seem. No one is expecting you to write 60 blog posts a day that are relevant to the five. Although 60 pieces of content a day is achievable. So what would that look like? Well, you have to remember that there are different types of content. Here's the good news. Each tweet you send, each link you share on Facebook, each photo you post to Instagram, and each video you share on TikTok is one piece of content. So if you were to share 10 tweets, 5 Facebook posts, 2 Instagram photos, and 3 TikTok videos, you've already created 20 pieces of content. And don't forget about Instagram and Facebook stories, as well as LinkedIn, both on your personal account and your company page. Now, as we will dive into later in the episode, many of these posts can actually be the same base piece of content, but presented with a different context. If you have a podcast, you can repurpose it by slicing and dicing audio clips, create memes of important quotes within the episode, use your show notes to create blog posts, and record not just audio, but video to create for YouTube. You can also ask your community to create their own content around their vision and use for what you do. That takes a bunch of pressure off of you with just that simple task. Finally, look around. There are tons of aspects of your business and your life that you've never shared with the community you've created. While a lot of reality TV is scripted or completely staged, there's a reason that it's interesting to viewers. It's a look at life behind the scenes. Those peeks behind the curtain can be a powerful way to engage your community. Now, when you consider all that, that 60 pieces of content number seems less daunting with all of these possibilities, right? So we're going to go a little bit deeper into each of these later in the episode, but here's a quick guide for you to take a look to see how you can be creating more and better content for your community while minimizing additional effort. Reuse your content with context. Use content on multiple platforms, creating multiple posts, using the same words, images, videos, etc. The key thing to think about here is context, not simply cross-posting. You can also repurpose pillar content. by having a long-form, evergreen piece of content that you can break down and repurpose into multiple pieces of content across all of your platforms. Generally, we're talking about pillar content like white papers, podcasts, instructional videos, or webinars. These can be very helpful here in being able to create other content from that singular pillar content. You can also ask for user-generated content. Engage your community and have them create content for you. Your many fans and followers are definitely willing to share their ideas, create content that you ask for, or even create content for your business without anything more than an ask. And you can document your life. Use your daily routine and the activities of your day to create content around your business. Treat your life like you're on a reality show and then share the results. Let's dig a little deeper, shall we? When it comes to reusing your content, you need to do so with appropriate context across all platforms. The reason behind your post and the value you bring to the community on that platform are what make up your context. Most of the time, your reason to post should be that you were brought something you know your community will value that falls within the five and isn't necessarily a call to action. If you're not sure how to have this kind of content delivered to you, you need to examine how you use social media as a content consumer. We spent all of episode 30 talking about ideal engagement, starting with how you fix your various feeds across all platforms to provide you with the type of content you will value and that will provide value for others by making the platform, its algorithm, and the content you're served work for you. If you want a paced email lesson to walk you through, I suggest visiting beyondyoursidehustle.com/3weeks to receive 3 emails to walk you through it. This will help you create and share content that you should be sharing. Finally, in this best of Q&A episode for 2020, we're talking about how you can't hustle all the time. Yes, the name of this podcast is Hustleberg. Yes, the name of the sponsoring business, my business, is called Beyond Your Side Hustle, but it is so important that you remember that it cannot be hustle all the time. One of the biggest flexes that I see from entrepreneurs is that they are constantly, quote, on the grind, end quote. We're not talking just sun up to sundown, but literally at all hours of the day, every day, including the time that we are and should be sleeping. While we often exalt that behavior, doing so can damage your long-term success. So a key component of content marketing success is the consistency of your content creation. We've touched a little bit on scheduling, but we've talked explicitly about consistency in the podcast Q&A episodes just a few weeks ago and how comforting it is for your community to know what to expect and when. Consistency is super valuable, as is being able to unplug from time to time. While they seem to be opposing takes, the key for both is as simple as setting expectations. Much like the preamble to this episode, you can set expectations when you need to deviate from your established and consistent schedule. When you can plan your breaks from a consistent practice and make known the deviation from the standard, you offer your community a period of adjustment. Rather than have someone show up to find a closed storefront or office, sharing your planned break from consistency helps ease the shock of taking such a break. Now, if you're an extrovert like me, you're probably energized by your interactions with others. One of the ways to fill that tank is to actually step away from the busy of work and be present with your friends and family, especially when you have an opportunity with the holidays. After all, they are all on this journey with you. The holidays present an opportunity for you to reconnect with those who don't get as much of your attention when you're on or at work, as well as give yourself an opportunity to recharge with the love and quality time spent with your loved ones, deepening your connection with them. At the beginning of this episode, we outlined what to expect with the changes we're making around the holidays, and this is the reason. It's my chance to re-energize for the sprint between the holidays and then again for the new year. For me, I can't be present to spend that quality time with my loved ones if I don't completely unplug and disengage from work. When you're a solopreneur, it's hard to turn the work switch off. But I found that I'm not really present with others if I haven't turned off that switch. I'm sure there's also a part of me that is trying to make up for all the holidays I missed working in the movie theater industry, which is open 365 days a year, and Thanksgiving through the end of the year is the busiest sprint of business on the calendar. This brings me to discuss the importance of being fully present when you're physically there. Now, this isn't just something to remember during the holidays, but it is a great place to start. We've all seen someone preoccupied with their cell phone rather than engaging with the people around them, whether we're talking about in line at the grocery store, at a traffic light, unfortunately, or with our friends and family. That phone can feel like your mistress to the people around you. Who hasn't recognized how much time can be wasted by mindlessly scrolling or checking apps for updates? Obviously, in 2020, we've had to re-examine and retool our work lives to fit the framework we find ourselves in. And as we discussed in the bonus episode released toward the beginning of the pandemic shutdowns, it's important that we separate work time from the rest of our time. One of the best ways to ensure that your relationships don't crumble is to make sure you are 100% there and present for your family and friends. For most of us, especially in the connected world we live in, that means that we have to put down the phone, the iPad, or laptop and engage the people that we are physically present with. Really, it's about making sure you aren't sleepwalking through the relationships you have with the most important people in your life as a sacrifice to what you do, especially when that scrolling and app checking isn't actually productive time spent. It also serves as a practice for your time spent at work, where it's pretty darn important to make sure that you are building stronger relationships and connecting and deepening relationships with more people. We've all heard the sage wisdom from those wise flight attendants who remind us before every takeoff to affix our own mask before attempting to help someone else should something unfortunately go wrong. And that's an attitude that many entrepreneurs who are always going, going, going should adopt. First, let's address the sleep thing. Sleep is necessary, sleep is healthy, and it's rejuvenating. Sleep also spurs creativity and improves your performance. There cannot possibly be something of value you gain for your business by denying your body its normal recharging activity constantly. Will there be times that you're up earlier than normal? Absolutely. Will there be times when you burn the midnight oil working on something? For sure. That's totally normal and frequent for us, especially in the early days of our businesses, but that can't be something that you do all the time because it just won't work. Early in your entrepreneurial journey, you should spend plenty of time on the why, how, and what you plan to do. And as Warren Buffett is quoted as saying, something like this, an idiot with a plan will defeat a genius without one. So plan. I know that when you're still in that 9-to-5, your time outside the office to work on your dream is limited. You have the early mornings, the late nights, and the weekends to build things. You will probably forego an evening here or there watching Netflix while you work on your website or a social media plan after putting in a full day at the office. It happens, and that's totally okay. It just can't be all the time. You did it. You just listened to Hustleberg. To thank you for listening, we're helping you reach ideal engagement on any social media platform in a 3-week training available at beyondyoursidehustle.com/3weeks. See how you can change your feed to serve you, start engaging on social the right way, and create a community around you and your business. Speaking of businesses, if you're a small business owner in St. Pete and you'd like to be a guest on an episode of the podcast, let us know at beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcastguest. If you got something of value from this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast player. This is something small that you can do to help us shine the spotlight on all the great businesses St. Pete has to offer. The music in this episode is Defining Your Dreams by my friend, Rhymer Educator. On May 28th, he released a mixtape entitled Quentin Quarantino about loneliness during the COVID-19 pandemic, and I encourage you to check it out on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to great music. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to sharing with you how we do business in the Berg.